Now, still to come on The Naked Scientist, we're going to be heading for Australia in a bit to find out how a didgeridoo does do what it does, if you see what I mean. But before then, it's time to find out what's been happening in the world of technology as Meera Senthilingam finds out about yet another polluter of the modern world.
Airlines often get a lot of criticism from the green movement for the amount of greenhouse gases they emit. But according to a new report, another industry could soon be overtaking them in this area. So I've come down to London to meet up with our resident tech expert, Chris Valence, to find out more. So Chris, what industry is causing all the problems?
It comes from a surprising quarter, this. These are data centres. These are the vast collections of computers that power everything from online banking to, well, let's say dancing hamsters, if you watch those on the internet. They are these big computer warehouses that power the internet. Now, they do produce a lot of greenhouse gases. A report by McKinsey and Company suggests that by 2012 to 2015, they could overtake the airline industry in terms of the amount of greenhouse gases they produce.
But how do they produce so many emissions?
Well, the reason is they consume an awful lot of electricity. They consume an incredible amount of power. To find out where that energy goes and how they use it, I went to visit one data centre. Now, I can't say where it is, I can't say who it is, and I can't say who I spoke to, other than to say he was the person sort of in charge, and his name was John, and he took me on a tour of the data centre. Well, the room is filled with large cabinets, about the size of one of those really big fridges you might have at home. Each one is a rack of processing power that computer processing generates a lot of heat. In fact, standing in front of this, I can actually feel the heat coming off the back. That heat has to be taken away. And if we come around the front, the floor, it's a little bit Marilyn Monroe. It's filled with air conditioning. There's cold air rushing up from beneath us to take that heat away. These computers, they obviously generate a lot of heat.
Typically, this industry, maybe 6-7 years ago, you'd look at your typical cabinet, would produce, I guess, 300 watts, maybe 400 watts of power, 3-4 light bulbs worth. You look at your modern blade servers, you can fit maybe 4 chassis into a computer cabinet, each taking 4 kilowatts, so you're looking at 16 kilowatts of power. That's 8 2-bar heaters for each cabinet.
And this room is filled with those cabinets, so that's a lot of heat. You can imagine this room being filled with 2-bar heaters.
Absolutely, Chris. So heat rejection is becoming a bigger and bigger problem in the industry.
So we're on the roof of the building, and in front of me, well, pretty much the entire roof space has been given over to air conditioning fans. John, I guess these are taking the heat away from those processes.
That's correct, Chris. We're looking at probably 2.5-3 megawatts of heat being rejected from this roof at the moment.
To give a sense of how much heat that is, if that were turned into electrical energy, that would be enough to power 1,000 homes.
Pretty much exactly right, yes.
3 megawatts of heat. And this is just going into space at the moment?
That's correct, it's just going into space.
That was an insight into the world of data centres, and it sounds like it's the amount of power they consume that's causing the problem.
It's the power needed to run those vast collections of computers, and then the power needed to cool them. I was told that for every watt that you have going into a data center computer, it takes about 0.6 to 0.7 of a watt to actually cool that computer.
So is anything in progress to improve the situation?
Well, there are lots of efforts to try and make data centers more efficient. One of the ideas being proposed is that you could use the heat from data centers to do things like heat homes or heat swimming pools. The problem with that is data centers need to get rid of the most heat on hot days, which is, of course, when people least want heated swimming pools or heated homes. So perhaps there's only a limited use you can do with that. The main focus, to be honest, is upon making the data centers more efficient so that they actually just consume less power.
Well, if they're causing the problems, should we just stop going online to buy things then?
Well, far from it. Obviously, when we do online shopping or online banking, one thing we're not doing is driving our car to the shops or our car to the bank. So this activity of data centres, in a way, helps us save emissions. Perhaps they could cause less emissions than they do now, and that's the challenge.
It's all the Naked Scientist podcast that they're downloading. That's what's doing it. That was Chris Valence, who is our tech expert in residence, explaining to Meera Senthilingam why the internet looks set to overtake aviation as leading producer of greenhouse gases.
And to put some numbers on that claim, the report mentioned by Chris actually found that data centres emit about 0.3 of the world's total carbon dioxide, which is a staggering...
0.3%,
yes, well done, which is a staggering 170 million tonnes every year. And to put that into a bit of perspective, that's more than some entire countries release. For example, Argentina and the Netherlands both contribute less CO2 in total than data centres. That's amazing.